In the quiet village of La Salette, Lourdes and Fatima, the world has long remembered the places where heaven touched earth. But hidden in the folds of Catholic history, another apparition unfolded, an encounter known as Our Lady of Zion. A mystery less spoken of, yet deeply profound. It was in the 1840s that Alphonse Ratisbon, a Jewish banker and skeptic of the Catholic faith, found himself in Rome. Stepping into the church of Sant'Andrea delle Frate, he experienced what would forever change his life. There, before his very eyes, the Virgin Mary appeared, radiant, clothed in light, beautiful and full of mercy, and crowned as queen. This apparition of Our Lady closely resembled the apparition of the miraculous medal. This moment, remembered as the apparition of Our Lady of Zion, pierced his heart with grace. Falling to his knees, Alphonse immediately embraced the Catholic faith, and for the rest of his life, Alphonse devoted himself to the conversion of Jews and Muslims. Mary's message to Ratisbon was not given in words, as Our Lady had remained silent, as she did in knock, but in the overwhelming force of her presence, Our Lady's message was clear, a call for conversion, for faith, and for the return of her children to the Church. From that moment forward, Ratisbon and his brother would dedicate their lives, founding the Congregation of Our Lady of Zion, a mission to bring souls to Christ through Mary. Among the saints who drew inspiration from this apparition was Saint Maximilian Kolbe, the Marianite and martyr of Auschwitz, saw in the story of Our Lady of Zion the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart, her unstoppable power to convert even the most hardened hearts. For Saint Kolbe, the apparition stood as proof. Mary, the mother of the Messiah, continues to guide her children, Jew and Gentile alike, into the light of Christ. Today, the Catholic Church recognizes the miracle of Alphonse Ratisbon's conversion as authentic. The Church of Sant'Andrea delle Frate still stands in Rome, a silent witness to that extraordinary encounter. The Congregation of Our Lady of Zion continues its mission, rooted in dialogue, conversion, and the hope that all may find unity in Christ. The apparition of Our Lady of Zion reminds us of a truth too often forgotten. Mary is not distant. She walks into our world. She transforms hearts. She brings us to her Son. And in every age, she calls us back to the light. Our Lady of Zion, pray for us.